If we stay rooted in Jesus Christ, no person on earth or devil in hell will keep us from our eternal destiny. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I am Deacon Bob, and on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our celebrant this morning, Father Justin, we welcome you to St. Cyril. We are a church guided by the Holy Spirit, and our mission is to serve and be the light of Christ to all. To anyone visiting with us here this morning, please know that our hearts and our doors will always be open for you. I was ordained in 2003, and since then God has blessed me with many different opportunities in ministry, including 6 to 7 years assigned to the Cathedral of Holy Angels in Gary, Indiana. Now, Gary is located in the northwest corner of Indiana, right across the border from the south side of Chicago, Illinois. And Gary is nearly an all-African-American city. The city itself is an old, decaying industrial town with many poor neighborhoods, terribly high unemployment, drugs, gang issues, horrible levels of violence plague the city. But the majority of Gary is still filled with many wonderful people who are just poor economically, but rich in spirit. And Holy Angels was a beautiful church, and our parishioners reflected the city as the majority of our church came from that black community. It was one of the finest ministerial opportunities I have ever had. To be that deeply involved in a church with a black majority congregation in an all-black city facing tough, hard issues was a blessing that only comes from the grace of God. The life I experienced in that community will never be forgotten, and the wonderful people I met there will always have a place in my heart. It was a tremendous learning experience for me, especially as it relates to race relations and racism in this country. And right now in this country, we cannot deny that race relations and the tension it comes with has surged back to the forefront. Race relations and racism have boiled to the surface again in many ways. From the riots in Ferguson, Missouri and Baltimore, Maryland over the shooting deaths of black men by police, to a young white man killing members of a black prayer group in Charleston, South Carolina, to a black man intentionally targeting and killing 5 Dallas policemen. The list of recent incidents, including many others involving racism, can go on and on and on. Now I'm going to stop right here and I'm going to be perfectly clear. And I'm going to say it very plainly. Racism in any form, instigated by any skin color, whether it is violent or not, is wrong. Racism is a sin. And racism is not merely a sin among the many others. It is a radical evil that divides the human family. Racism is an evil that tries to fracture, cause conflict and friction within God's creation of life. Racism is completely contrary to the teaching of Holy Scripture and to the teaching of this church. Amen?
Amen.
And now we see that this evil over the past few years has gained strength again. And as this evil has gained strength, a multitude of voices across the public forum have grown, stating their opinions on race and race relations. And it appears as if most of those voices are not interested in meaningful discussion. Rather, it looks as if the intent is only to shout out their opinions on racism loud enough to drown out other voices and other opinions. We have heard the voices of Black Lives Matter, various police authorities, news commentators, community activists, college administrators, politicians. Some celebrities and professional athletes have taken advantage of their public status to make personal statements regarding racism. And all the voices seem to be talking past each other, oftentimes in vague, broad language, and usually just pointing a finger of blame. You know, but through the multitude of voices I hear shouting their opinions on racism, the one voice that I have not heard anyone speak with is the voice of Jesus Christ. His is the voice of life, the voice of creation. Yet for some reason, his voice seems to be absent. As a matter of fact, it appears all serious conversation and discussion on racism with the intent to resolve the issue is absent right now. And there seems to be a multitude of reasons. One of those reasons meaningful discussion is absent, I think, is the stigma associated with the word itself, racism. As soon as somebody says racist, racism, everybody tenses up. The word just provokes that kind of reaction. And when that word is spoken, people often become afraid that a confrontation is about to happen, for it is a word used often to attack somebody or something. But the only way to reach common ground and overcome hard issues such as racism is to put that fear aside and desire honest and open dialogue. We should always follow the model of Jesus. He may have felt fear at times, but it never stopped his voice from speaking the truth, even when that truth was hard for people to hear. Another obstacle about race in America is political correctness. Political correctness offers the twisted and wrong concept that only a member of a particular race can work on an issue facing that race. Political correctness endorses the idea that a black is the only qualified person to work on issues facing the black community. Isolation solves nothing. It stops conversation. The intentional exclusion of other races from the issues at hand discourages real progress. This is counterproductive because blacks and whites and all races share a common destiny of equality and justice. From the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." God created man in his image. The divine image, male and female, he created them. God did not say, "Let us make man in our divine image, and then let them separate based on their skin color." This scripture from the creation story shows us the fundamental principle that is the basis for the dignity and value of every human being. It compels us to regard every human life, regardless of color, with the respect that it is due, as that life and all life is a reflection of our eternal God. To not respect all life is to intentionally turn your back and disregard God. Amen? Amen. Then let us also note, racism is not being fully addressed, as some people think this evil does not affect their lives directly. The thought is, "I'm not a racist, therefore the evil of racism is not my problem." To those people I offer this. As a Christian, the absence of personal fault for an evil does not absolve one of all responsibility. We must seek to resist and stop evil we have not caused, so we do not become bystanders who then tacitly endorse the evil and share in the guilt of it. I have never been personally involved in an abortion in my life, but that does not mean I stand off to the side and ignore it, for abortion is also an evil that needs to be stopped. Racism is an evil, and it is an evil that is still active today. Therefore, it is an evil for everyone, and all of us are responsible. Now, racism has been bound up in our country and our culture for a long time. As painful as it is, we cannot deny our past. For we were once a country that embraced the horrific institution of slavery, a country that allowed people of black skin color to be held in bondage and chains against their will, a country that turned a blind eye to the injustices of all kinds inflicted on people because of their race. That is our past. However, one of the things that sets the United States apart as the greatest country ever is our ability to work and to overcome our problems. There has been an astonishing amount of progress towards the common destiny of equality and justice for all races in the past 50 to 60 years. Before civil rights really got moving 50 to 60 years ago, how many black or Hispanic elected officials were there? Now we see elected officials of all races who serve, from mayors to council members to U.S. congressmen, from both major political parties. Do you know that Mississippi? Yes, that Mississippi. Mississippi now boasts a higher percentage of black elected officials than any other state. Look at the participation rate of all races in the news, entertainment, and sports industries. Compare the rate of diverse races earning a college degree and moving into the workforce to what those numbers looked like 50, 60 years ago. Progress has been made, but we cannot rest on what has been accomplished so far. We cannot deny that racism and race relations are not an issue, because they are. And as Christians, in the name of equality, righteousness, and justice, we still have more work to do. While it is infinitely easier to sit there and point a finger of blame, the true steps to eradicate this evil is hard, and it has to start with ourselves. We must honestly confront our own complicity with the sin of racism. We must refer to our core Christian values as a reminder of why we need to eliminate racism from our hearts and then from our culture and the various institutions of society. You and I cannot truly be the reflection of Jesus, the reflection Jesus desires, until we have rooted out any traces of racism in our own hearts. To be a reflection of Jesus means we are to embrace all people as our brothers and sisters. So we need to take to heart and live out the scripture we find in 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. Those verses tell us, if anyone says, I love God, but I hate my brother, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother who he sees cannot love a God who he has not seen. This is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. It is the content of the Christian heart that must be cleansed first. Amen?
Amen.
Then we must understand, racism is an evil that cannot be fully done away with by simply writing more laws. The civil rights laws written in the 1960s and those amended and added to them since then have made the law equal for everyone. But the godly morality and the righteousness needed to exterminate racism cannot be done by civil law alone. It can only be accomplished by the conversion of the heart. The ultimate remedy against such an evil will not come solely from human effort. What is needed is the recreation of all people in the image of Christ. We must reach out with the Holy Spirit beyond the confines of these church walls and offer the grace and love of Jesus Christ. We must speak to racism with the voice of Jesus, for it is the only voice that can rise above all others. It is the only voice that speaks truth and offers healing. It is the only voice that makes evil cower and slink away. And when we do speak, what we say to one race of people, we need to say to every race of people. We must speak to and pray for conversions of the heart to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. For no heart is so hard, no heart is so dark that the light of Christ cannot penetrate it and soften it. And a heart full of Jesus does not have room for an evil like racism. Look past the color of the skin and see the reflection of Jesus in all the people you encounter. Let your words and actions reflect our Lord and Savior. Do not be afraid to speak the truth about God's desire for human dignity and about the sinfulness of racism. We have come a long way with progress with race relations, but there is more progress still to be achieved. The effort needed and the vision of godly dignity for all needs to be forward-looking. We must avoid the temptation to bitterness by simply clinging to past injuries and past ugliness. Nor can we allow those who propose segregation as an answer to continue to offer this false solution. For a doctrine of isolation by race is counter to the kingdom of God that God desires. We cannot let hatred be fashionable or crowd-pleasing. We should never allow those who feed off of racial divisions hijack this issue for their own selfish purposes and gain. Nor can we let God's truth regarding human life fall victim to political agenda. It will not be easy. But when we look at the road ahead and we see the difficulties and the obstacles of racism, understand the battle to overcome this evil must be done in a godly manner. It must be fought with a just and moral fashion, for any other method will lead to failure and more bitterness. And there will be times when the road to overcome this evil will appear long and seem to have no end, when the obstacles seem high and insurmountable and the dark clouds of despair hang so low. And when those times come, know there is a God who's able to make a way when there seems to be none. A God who is able to take the darkest todays and turn them into the brightest tomorrows. A God who is able to take death and turn it into life eternal. If we stand on the side of morality and righteousness as we move forward down this road, know that the light of God will show us the way and the hand of God will rest upon our shoulder and never leave us. Racism is a lie that says one race is superior to another, and no lie can live forever. We are all a common people who share the same destiny, and we will not be denied the truth of God that all human life is of equal value and deserving of dignity. And regardless of how many times that truth gets crushed to the ground, it will always rise again. Thank you, Saint Cyril. Never be afraid. May God bless each and every one of you.